The request for the death warrant usually comes from the district attorney within the jurisdiction where the sentence was handed down. In this case, it would be Lee County, Georgia. Then, according to WABE legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Paige Pate,
they will get the order signed, and then they will have the Department of Corrections schedule the execution.
That sets a 7-day window in which the execution of Warren Lee Hill Jr. could occur. But the state has a problem.
Assuming there is sufficient drugs to perform the execution.
And there is not. Georgia's Department of Corrections currently does not have pentobarbital in supply, a spokesperson for the DOC confirmed to WABE. The emailed short statement went on to say, at the appropriate time, we will look into the procurement of the drug. The supply of pentobarbital that Georgia did have expired March 1st of this year. Last July, Georgia changed its lethal injection from 3 drugs to 1. That caused a delay in one of the scheduled execution dates for Warren Lee Hill Jr. The sole use of pentobarbital has come under scrutiny. Opponents of its use say it causes pain during the execution. However, there's no concrete research that supports the claim. Rose Scott, WABE News.